Okay, Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of all things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Sounds good. The word substance caught my eye, and so I looked it up in the dictionary. And it said, substance is the basic material. My mic is ringing in my ears. Do you want me to speak louder? Oh, okay. Okay, it was kind of ringing in my ears, and I thought I was speaking too loud. Okay. All right, substance is the basic material used to make something, to create something. That is, the wood to build a stairway, not the hammer or the nails. The clay, not the flower pot. So faith in God is in itself the basis of all things hoped for. Faith is a gift from God to all people. He's given us faith to believe the gospel and to receive our salvation. Receiving salvation and walking in his ways increases our knowledge of him and our faith wonderfully. The Lord calls us to love and trust him from Genesis to Revelation. The Bible is filled to overflowing with his encouragement. The first time I read a verse that seemed like Jesus talking directly to me, I was amazed. It was John 14:1-2. Jesus is speaking, and it was, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." I was so assured by that. The words, "if it were not so, I would have told you," just made me know I can trust him. I can trust him in real life. It was a wonderful day. Of course, that made my faith grow a lot stronger and deeper, and my joy to be more. And of course, there were many more Bible studies and verses that fed me. I've loved this Bible study since the women's Bible study for more than 30 years I've been here. And it's the basis of my growth in Jesus. A few years after that, I went to work at Open Doors with Brother Andrew. It's a ministry that takes Bibles and other helps to persecuted Christians all over the world. One of the days when I was still pretty new, I read, "If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand will hold me." So, encouraged and strengthened in my faith in Jesus, I took my first trip to China to take in Bibles. Faith is the substance, the beginning, the undergirding of all things hoped for. And it is God's gift to us, and we can ask for more. The Lord keeps encouraging our faith and assuring us of his love, because most of us need that encouragement and reassurances. And always, there is 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That gives us so much hope. He is faithful and forgiving. Sometimes we have a hard time believing we're forgiven. It's not that we doubt God, but we're still worried about past sins. Remember this. We receive our complete forgiveness from God by faith in exactly the same way as we received our salvation by faith. Hallelujah. Faith is also the evidence of things not seen. The evidence is abundant. The first things that come to my mind are answers to prayers, illnesses cured, jobs found in unexpected places and just in the nick of time, runaway children coming home, loved ones in jail who find Jesus is there, and most of all, salvation itself. How is someone brought from unbelief to abundant saving faith? How does it happen? I don't know how it happened for me, but it did. One day I picked up the Bible and said, well, why don't you read this like you believed it? You don't have to really, but read it in that way. And I started reading, and all of a sudden, I knew what the Bible was saying. And I loved reading it. But how did it happen? We're brought to salvation. We're given a deep desire to know God more, with a hunger for reading the Bible and surprising and new ability to understand the Bible. The change we see in others and in ourselves, but what exactly happened is unseen. Nevertheless, a real, amazing, powerful Holy Spirit is in us, bringing peace and joy, the power to let go of the destructive things in our lives. Sin is not fun anymore. The power of God, the change of heart, the comfort of God. We see what has happened, but how it happened is unseen. Our faith is the evidence of the unseen power and love of God. I want to tell you a story now. I think I turned my page too quickly. about a Chinese couple. Their names are Alice and Alan. They were both Christians, and both of them, each one, knew that they were called to serve God. They were married in 1938. Alan became a pastor, and Alice ministered right alongside him. They began a ministry of living by faith, which means they don't ask anybody for money, they don't work at a regular job, they go out in the streets and witness and preach and trust God to provide for them. During the years of the Japanese occupation of China, this was just before World War II, Alan and Alice saw hundreds of Chinese come to Christ as they worked in the rural provinces. When the railway lines were destroyed, they returned to the city and began a local church. They did street witnessing and preaching and even radio ministry, and God continued to provide for their every need, even with Alan's mother living with them and their first three children. All that changed when the communists took over. All meetings had to be held inside of church buildings. The three-self patriotic movement became the only lawful church. Alan, Watchman Nee, Wang Ming Dao, and many others, key pastors, refused to join for biblical and spiritual reasons. Alan, along with others, was arrested and given a life sentence. Alice was told she would never see him again. Their children were, of course, devastated. Alice was sentenced to struggle meetings, where she was screamed and hollered at to renounce her faith and divorce Alan. These meetings lasted about 6 hours each day. And then she had to report to a job for 8 hours of heavy manual labor. One day after work, her mother-in-law came to Alice and said, "We have no more rice." And Alice was furious. "God, there is no food at all." That night, at her evening Bible reading, her Bible fell open to Matthew 6:26. "Behold the birds of the air, they sow not, neither do they reap, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. are you not much better than they? Alice, of course, was brought to tears and asked God to forgive her and thanked him that he would indeed be her provider. The next morning, very early, an elderly lady came to her door. She asked, "Are you Sister Alice? I've had a hard time finding you." She had a large box and put it on the kitchen table and turned to leave. Alice said, "Wait, what's your name?" The lady hesitated and said, "I have no name." Thank the Lord for the box. And away she went. The box contained rice, meat, and vegetables. And at the bottom was $50, which was a great deal of money for someone who made 80 cents a day. Alice, of course, fell into one of the kitchen chairs, weeping and thanking God and praising him and asking him, "Are you caring for my Alan the same way in his prison as you're caring for me?" Alan was miraculously released and returned to his faithful Alice and their 6 children, having served 21 years and 8 months of his life sentence. Again, Alan and Alice ministered in their home, preaching and teaching. They started evening Bible studies and later a house fellowship, which became the largest house church in their city. They both lived well up into their 80s. Faith in God is a decision as well as a gift. We must decide to trust him in the good times so that we know how to trust him in the difficult ones. Thank you.